The law does not have the ability to remove sin, only to reveal it. People are born into the world, into the state of a world that is excommunicated from God. They share in the sin of Adam and Eve. The law is given in order for us to modify our behavior to avoid sin, because sin is deadly. Sin affects our lives. The law is given to reveal it so as to avoid it. But it does not have the power to redeem, nor the power to save. Someone who shares in the intimacy, the communion with God, coming into the world and then sharing and imparting that communion of life and of love with the world, is necessary for redemption to take place, to reconcile what was lost. And so Jesus comes to redeem, and those who observe the law, who are faithful in observing it, they have a problem with Jesus, because Jesus doesn't hang out with them. He hangs out with those who know that there is sin in their life. And he offers to them through himself the means for their reconciliation, redemption, transformation. Such a simple thing. Jesus sees Matthew, looks at him, and says, "Follow me." That's it. This is the Gospel of Matthew, my brothers and sisters. Do you think Matthew knew all of the insight, all of the other things going on in his life and in his heart and all of these things? And all he writes is that Jesus looked at him and said, "Follow me," and he got up and followed him. How long had Matthew been waiting for that invitation? What was it that Jesus saw within him? What did Matthew see in his eyes? He saw someone who wanted to be a part of his life, who was not afraid of Matthew, who was not afraid of him being a tax collector, was not afraid of what he was going through, but he wanted to enter into his life. "Come, Matthew, follow me." And he got up and went. Jesus enters into the life of Matthew and there is able to bring grace, to bring mercy, understanding, reconciliation. How many people, because of their self-righteousness, were unable to allow God into their brokenness? God does not want perfection in order for us to be loved. He wants us to be loved, to enter into that love will lead to a transformation. We cannot stay the same, my brothers and sisters. In the encounter with God's love, you cannot remain the same. So I'm in a discussion with someone earlier today. We were talking about poverty and the gift of poverty. The gift of poverty so that I might be able to be generous in my possessions and my relationships and all that I am and all of these things that I might give open-handed. But is poverty a virtue that we acquire by impoverishing ourselves and sitting there in the emptiness, gritting our teeth, offering it up? No, my brothers and sisters, poverty is not acquired in that way. Poverty comes to us when we encounter the love of God and we are so overwhelmed in the receiving of the love of God, when we are so filled with His love, when we are met in the deepest parts of our being, we finally possess that which we most long for, then we are free to have nothing and be happy. Poverty, chastity, obedience, these are not virtues that we create by our observance. They are a response to encountering that which we most long for and allowing that to be welcomed into our life and received, and then to abide in the truth of what it is that we have received in His love. Only then, when we have become incredibly rich in His merciful love, can we truly be poor. The transformation that we all want, my brothers and sisters, the freedom that we all want to be able to give and be generous, open-handed by our lives and our possessions and all that we have, must first be an encounter with His merciful love. It must first be an encounter with His merciful love. And so I beg you, every obstacle that you want to throw up between you and Him, in order to prepare yourself, in order to make yourself ready, in order to be able to tell the story nicely, in order to be able to be whatever, let it go. The answer, what you need, is on the other side of that excuse. It is on the other side of that obstacle. That self, man-made obstacle that we throw up between the merciful love of God and ourselves. Stop doing that.